I was going to say I'm waiting for Bill Murray to be screaming in the background about dogs and cats living together, the old mass hysteria line, if you're going to lead me towards that Newark Airport conversation.
Well, I was going to say there was a movie back in the 1980s called The Never Ending Story, and this Newark Airport thing is a never ending story, too.
Well, you know, Airplane will always be my favorite airplane movie, but, you know, this mess in Newark is something that, sadly, you and I have talked about before, and we're going to continue to talk about it. And the FAA right now is looking at this thing. We've got an issue where, obviously, we have a shortage of air traffic controllers. That's been well documented. We also have technology that is based in World War II-era technology. Yes, needs to be updated, and they said some of the parts, when they need them, Sean Duffy said, we've got to go to eBay to try to buy parts for our computer.
That's scary.
The aviation network going. I thought that was a joke, but then I thought, no, I know that to be true. So, but that's the mess we have. So what they're saying is, because of the concentration of flights in and out of Newark, Tony, what's happening is that they would take 40 departures and 40 arrivals every hour. Now, since we've had three situations in the last 2 weeks where they've lost the radar and communication for two or three times in the last 2 weeks, they've decided to reduce that until mid-June to 28 arrivals and 28 departures an hour. They're going to throttle it back a bit, kind of thin it out a bit, and increase some of the distance between flights. Not that it's not safe, but they're just erring on the side of caution, which is one of the good things that the FAA tends to do. Now, on June 15th, there is a runway that will be finished its road construction. So they're planning then, if everything goes according to plan, to increase that 28 departures and arrivals an hour up to 34. The whole thought is that we can do this through the busy summer travel season and try to at least minimize the impact that we're going to have at Newark. But imagine if you're United Airlines and that's one of your hubs, and you have the FAA show up and say, hey, I know you're planning on making this much money through your very profitable hub. Well, because we've not really upgraded technology in like 58 years and we don't have enough air traffic controllers, you're going to have to accept reduced revenue for an extended period of time until we kind of get all this fixed. Okay, how long is it going to take? I don't know, maybe 2 or 3 years. Can you imagine just the insanity of all this, A, for travelers, and B, for United and every other airline that's being impacted, but mainly United being their hub? This is going to be a mess that we're going to be talking about for years.
It certainly is. And, Jay, you had mentioned in your notes, are there any manual devices that can be used as any sort of redundancy for any of this equipment?
There is. We call them air traffic control light guns. If technology fails where there's no communication available through technology and you've got an aircraft on final approach, the air traffic control center's got a large, if you will, kind of looks like a radar gun, maybe the bigger, that's used for light. And if the air traffic controller has a bright green continuous color, that tells the approaching traffic the runway is clear, you can proceed to land as directed. If it is a blinking green light, that means that that's a more of a ground thing, return. But a solid red means do not land if it's blinking. So they've got red, green, and white combinations of colors that they can use to communicate visually with a flight crew if needed. The other thing is when the complete radar system fails, as we've had happen 3 times in 2 weeks, pilots know exactly what to do. Air traffic controllers know what to do. There's other things that they can do to try to get around because, sadly, they've had to become experts at it because of how bad this stuff is to help things out. The idea that, you know, they lose communication, the airplane's going to start crashing into each other, that's not the case. But, you know, we have seen situations where we've had airplanes that have been ordered to do a go-round at the last minute, some that were close calls. And that, of course, we need to have ongoing, constant communication with aircraft so we can tell a crew to go around if somebody's sitting on the runway and there's a possibility of a problem. So I'm not saying it's not, it's less safe than I would like. I wouldn't call it unsafe. But, I'm just glad President Trump has decided to make this a priority. I've heard other presidents say, you know, we need to do something. I've heard a lot of useless people in Washington, D.C. on both sides of the aisle when they're campaigning, when they're talking about, oh, yeah, the national debt and the air traffic control system, how it needs to be upgraded. But, Tony, once they're in office, crickets, they don't do a stupid thing. And that's why when we had that horrific crash in D.C. and all those useless people in Washington, D.C., sort of pointing at the president, who'd been in office, I don't know, a month or 3 weeks or whatever. It's his fault because we had this crash. I'm thinking, you guys are the ones for 30 and 40 years have done nothing to upgrade this technology. And you have the audacity to point your finger, at, of course they do, at somebody else who, you know, yeah. So if they take a Manhattan Project kind of approach here, all hands on deck for 2 or 3 years, we can knock this out.
And finally, a little bit of time we've got left. Boeing pushing get the DOJ to get a previous guilty plea removed.
Yeah, let's get Jay's blood pressure going here. Let's do this. Yeah, because, you know, well, you know, Boeing, they lied to airlines. They lied to the FAA. They lied to pilots. All those years ago, we had two horrific crashes. 346 people died. And they finally reached an agreement where Boeing last year agreed to plead guilty to defraud. And, you know, as far as, you know, their responsibility. But we get a new president, new administration, and the thought is maybe we can walk that back. So now the Boeing's going to the Justice Department saying, we'd like a new agreement that would allow us to maybe avoid criminal prosecution. I mean, I'm going ballistic here. And there's a very good chance that the DOJ is going to allow that. And it's because when Donald Trump was elected, I was happy because I voted for him. But I knew one thing. The Trump administration is very aviation friendly. And all of the things that the Biden administration did to hold airlines accountable, which I was so thankful for, was going to stop. And sadly, I think that this thing could actually happen. What will probably happen is they will be allowed to walk back the guilty plea if they pay more money. And that's what they'll do. And I suspect that's where the families of those that were lost are just losing their minds because they want justice. And we're not getting anything close to that because of the games that are being played here. And it's, you know, I mean, what a horrible way to, you know, to tarnish the memory of those that were lost.
Jay, thank you so much. As always, we'll talk to you again next Monday morning.
All right, brother. Thank you.